You came to me from out of nowhere. And that's, there are three takes of that solo. And each one is incredible. With Miles Davis, Charlie Parker. Let's see, Tommy Potter, Duke Jordan, piano. I think Max Roach, drums. You're not looking at the liner notes, are you? No. I'm looking at my girl, wondering how she ever got in this condition. Well, I know. It's a minute after five, Bobby Dale. A lot of visitors tonight. Some picked me up, others slowed me down. Until finally I couldn't help but think I'm doing my show sideways. San Francisco Colony. Not on the lawn. Love that drummer. This is What's New, KSFO News up to this very moment. American chess whiz. Cheese whiz. Bobby Fischer has a 3-point lead toward winning the $250,000 World Chess Championship match, going into the 14th game with Boris Spassky. We did call him Boris Badenov for a while, but then he started losing and I dug him already. But Bobby Fischer's lawyer just flew to Iceland, never realizing, to discuss two offers, one from movies and one from TV, that could make the prize money of $250,000 look like peanuts. The birth rate in California declined sharply. This is, what happened? I don't know. Between 1970 and 71, everybody panicked. This is according to the state public health department. And, what happened to my... Oh, the little old winemaker may have trouble this fall. I hope he has better luck than I did with this stuff. Easy, fella. But there's not enough grapes ready for squeezing, which means that we'll have to substitute some Omar Khayyam in your bottle, which means higher prices for the necessary ingredients of most wine. The Agriculture Department says this year's crop in California is the smallest in 30 years and comes as Americans annually are lapping up 225 million gallons of California wines alone. Whew. Go tell that to Rothschild. What was the brand? Wasn't it, I don't know, some Chateau Rothschild? A friend of ours in L.A. had, when his, remember his baby was born, he opens a wine bottle, you know, looking at it sideways, upside down, $100 a bottle. He says, it's a great investment. We're drinking it. You know, I couldn't believe it. We just finished off, I use it to wash down two something or others. More news in a moment, folks.
And now, out of his mind, thoughts from Scott Peach.
The vice presidency of the United States ain't worth a pitcher of warm spit. Thus spoke John Nance Garner of Texas, known as Cactus Jack, and he was in a position to know. He held the office under the eclipsing shadow of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. According to Garner's expert opinion, Thomas Eagleton has lost little in getting bounced off the ticket. Vice presidents don't do much and nothing at all on their own hook. They stay by the phone a lot, watch the papers and check the newscasts, and make speeches to audiences usually disappointed because the main man didn't accept the invitation and get bored stiff presiding over the Senate. Sure, all this is partly sour grapes for Senator Eagleton, but the whole McGovern campaign seems academic anyhow, no matter who replaces him. A tempest in a spit pitcher. Scott Beach, KSFO.
The opinions expressed by Scott Beach are not necessarily those of KSFO, its
peanuts,
sponsors,
popcorn,
anybody else.
Scott Beach will be here to explain the whole thing to you at 6 o'clock this morning. He'll do an in-depth analysis of what did happen, Bobby. I don't know these people. They kept falling by the station. From out of the sky they came, folks. Where were we? We're going to take a look at sports. A very brief look, as I get depressed when the Dodgers win, even though I don't live there anymore. It was Los Angeles 5, San Diego 2, Houston 3, San Francisco 1. And they meet again at the Astrodome in Houston today, game time at 12 noon, pregame show on KSFO 1140. Montreal 3, Philadelphia 2, Atlanta 7, Cincinnati 2, the Mets 2, Chicago Cubs 1, Pittsburgh 6, and St. Louis 5. In the American League, Chicago White Sox knocked Oakland out of first place, 11-inning game, the White Sox 3 and Oakland 1. Cleveland 6, Detroit 1. In a doubleheader, Baltimore 3, Boston 2, Boston 5, Baltimore 3 in the second. Yankees 10, Milwaukee 6. Texas 3, Kansas City nothing. That was a public service, folks. It was a 10-second panic. By God, we didn't even have an x-ray machine. But you're right, he's in bad shape. Is it any wonder? The weather for the Bay Area, keep meaning to go back and get a new forecast, but I figure, what the hell, let the next guy handle it. For the Bay Area, fair through Monday, patches of coastal low clouds increasing by tonight. Morning lows in the 50s, highs today around the Bay will be in the 60s to low 70s near the coast, ranging to the mid-70s to low 80s inland. And that's always bad news for Berkeley, because then everything smells. You know, Benny Goodman? All right. Whatever, man. Down, buddy.